Dear friends, it is truly a privilege and honor to be here this morning to share some words of comfort for the family. And I think just right off the bat, I think just seeing the family together and the friends that are gathered here would really warm Peggy's heart to know that you were here to honor her life and hold on to those promises that were so dear to her that God offered her throughout her life. One thing I really captured quickly about Peggy was that she really liked jigsaw puzzles. Yeah, you know this too. She liked those challenging ones. I think it brought joy to her. I suppose that the more challenging that a jigsaw puzzle was, the more joy it brought her. She grumbled about the hard ones. But yeah, see, Julie, I think she grumbled about it. But when she grumbled, I actually secretly thought she liked it because it was hard. Each time that I visited Peggy at the Caring Place, I had basically three goals. Share a devotion, share the body and blood of Jesus Christ and tie that into the devotion, and then thirdly, place a piece in her jigsaw puzzle. Sometimes went pretty fast. I was pretty good. Usually I'm pretty good, but there were some days, some visits, it didn't go so well. And my visit got extended quite a bit. As we gather here today to mourn and think about Peggy's life, I actually think three truths of a jigsaw puzzle are going to bring us comfort and peace today, especially as we think about God's promises too, mixed in with that. The three truths are this. Number one, you need the full picture to put a jigsaw puzzle all together. Would we all agree about that? I think so. Number two, the jigsaw puzzle isn't completed until the final piece is put in place. Yeah, can we agree on that? And third, it takes time and sometimes a lot of patience to put together a jigsaw puzzle. That first point that I want to share with you is just that. You really need the full picture to really start on putting that jigsaw puzzle together. I don't know how you go about it, but it is helpful to have that picture right next to all the pieces right down below and really to check the color that you're working with before even trying to put two pieces together. That's just basic. I truly believe that God gave Peggy the big picture of what life should be and what life should be all about. She had this passage from Psalm 27, verse 4, as a part of her confirmation in the Lutheran Church, and that verse was read earlier in our time. It says this, "There is one thing that I ask of the Lord, one thing that I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord for all the days of my life, that I may gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple." That's a picture. And Peggy had a lot of accomplishments in life. One word that stuck out when I met with a couple of the daughters was she was industrious. She was hardworking. She was a wife and a mother to four daughters. She was also someone that was dedicated to the churches that she was a part of, those being Zion Lutheran Church, Shepherd of the Valley, and also Peace Lutheran Church. She was a volunteer at the hospital. I know some of you here today, that was the way that you knew her. She was also someone who took on a project, and when she took on a project, she made sure that it was done. She followed through. She did a lot of things, but as she did all these things in her life, I believe she never forgot what the big picture was all about. The big picture being that she would be with the Lord forever and for all eternity. We don't have a clear picture of what eternal life looks like. We do the best that we can in the church, and even the secular world puts together pictures of what eternal life looks like, harps and angels and clouds and so forth, and we see these pictures all the time. But the Bible does give a pretty good picture of what eternal life, at least enough so that we can have a picture in our mind so that we can operate in life. And the picture that it gives in Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, it really is very similar to Psalm 27. The picture at the end of Revelation is of a lamb that's unblemished on the throne and all his followers around him worshiping both day and night. That was the picture that Peggy had from her confirmation as a youth, and she held on to it. That leads us to another truth of jigsaw puzzles that will comfort us today, and that is the puzzle isn't complete until the final piece is placed. Jigsaw puzzles they can be really frustrating. And for Peggy, she expressed the frustration on some of those jigsaw puzzles. Whenever I visited and I'd bring up the jigsaw puzzle, she'd quickly change the subject if she wasn't accomplishing too much or since the last visit. I got a chuckle out of that. They are frustrating. For every one that you get, there's four or five that don't really fit. And sometimes you sit down and you don't get any pieces to fit. Speaking truthfully, Peggy had some challenges in her life. Some of the pieces didn't fit the way that they probably should have. Peggy was a sinner. By the way, that's the diagnosis for every person that's here. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 puts it this way, there is none that are righteous. Paul goes on, not one. Peggy had challenges. We all do. Sin causes challenges. Peggy had pain and suffering in her life. One of the things, the clear things, was the death of her daughter, Jill, that really must have caused a lot of pain and was hard to overcome. There really was no overcoming that death in her life. And the last few years, there were physical challenges. Sin causes that too. That was not God's design. But she struggled. She received such great care from the Caring Place and Lumina. So thankful for what they did for Peggy, for sure. But the pieces didn't quite fit together, and that can be frustrating. It's a reminder to all of us that no matter how hard we try in this life, we can't place the final piece to make it all look perfect and neat. My friends, God has provided the person to place the last piece to make it look sweet and perfect. See, in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, what God has done is he has placed someone into Peggy's life that can place the final piece, take those rough patches and make them smooth, make those pieces that were missing so that they're filled and they look beautiful. And Peggy knew that. Jesus has placed the final piece in her life. Sin has been covered over. Pain and sorrow are gone. Eternal life has been offered. Peggy knew that about Jesus. Jesus knew every missing piece in Peggy's life, and he's filled in those holes. That takes me to a final point of jigsaw puzzles, and that is this. Puzzles take time, and that means we need plenty of patience. When something takes a long time, we need to have patience. We know how that works with jigsaw puzzles. One of the funny things about jigsaw puzzles is that it's one of the few things that we do in life that we don't check the clock for. I don't know if you ever noticed that. You don't do that. You might want to sit down for 10 minutes. It doesn't work. It takes 60 minutes. You may think that the puzzle may take a week. You can't tell. Sometimes it takes 8 weeks. But here's the thing, we don't control time when it comes to jigsaw puzzles, but when we are done, whether that be 1 week or 8 weeks, when the project is complete, we're thankful. You know, Peggy's life was a similar way. Parts of her life went by fast and were very enjoyable, I have no doubt. Parts of her life went slow and were a struggle and painful. God controlled the time and the pace. And what I believe about her death is that God controlled the timing of that as well. God, at the right time, at his timing, gave life to Peggy in 1932. God, in his perfect timing, gave her a wonderful family that she was blessed with. And God, in his timing, decided to take her home the Friday right after Thanksgiving Day. Peggy was very clear in mind leading up to her death on that Friday. She had spoken with our elder Oscar Gutbrod on Tuesday. On Wednesday, had very clear communication about what the plans might be for Thanksgiving with daughter Janet. And then Thanksgiving Day fell ill, and the next day the Lord had taken her home. What a beautiful gift. God's timing. Overall, we can be thankful for this timing. There were good memories. There is no more sorrow and no more pain. Today's a day really to give thanks. Now, how can I know that there's this big picture that goes beyond, or how could all of us know that there's a big picture beyond what we experience here in this life on earth? Jesus. The picture that we have of Jesus doesn't end with just his physical life and then his death. The picture of Jesus goes on. We know that from what the Gospels tell us. 3 days after death, he rose again. Then for 50 days, he was with his followers and had conversation and gave forgiveness to Peter. And then 50 days later, he ascended into heaven. Jesus did that not to show off, and he didn't do it even for himself. He never did anything for himself. But he did it so that Peggy could know that the picture of her life extended beyond death. That the glory that he experienced would be glory that she too would experience as well. We are all here. What about us? We're still here on this side of heaven, and we have that mourning and grief, and we have sadness. We have our challenges, and we have our sins, each one of us here gathered here. And when we have those things, it can feel like life isn't pieced together the way that it should be. What can we do? We can do the same thing that an expert jigsaw puzzle person does. We pause in the grief, pause in the mourning, pause in the challenges, pause in the sins, and we take a look at the big picture. It's clear. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing that I seek after, one thing that I ask of the Lord, one thing that I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord for all the days of my life, that I may gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, that I may seek him in his temple. A beautiful picture has become reality for Peggy. Amen.